I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike Clemens been down in Indianapolis battling the crowds, talking to the decision makers for each and every NFL team, and he now joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Mike, they're going to have to go into this year with a couple more options in the backfield. And Aaron Jones, it was reported earlier today, had himself a conversation with the group saying that he wants to explore the opportunity of a new contract. But Jonathan Taylor is an interesting name for Badgers fans and Packers fans alike, I think.
Yeah, you know, Brian Gutekunst is your general manager, and now he's got a little more experience under his belt, and he's got to figure out the things where he needs help on his offense. He's got to get another pass catcher or two, another receiver or two. He's got to figure out what he's going to do with Brian Bulaga. He's got to get more linebackers, speedy linebackers for Mike Pettine. Mm-hmm. He got pretty good in terms of depth of the secondary last year. I mean, these are obviously some of the things that are on his mind. And the agents told Rob Domofsky that they're getting contact from the Packers about, let's sign Aaron Jones up sooner than later after, you know, a season with 19 touchdowns in Matt LaFleur's offense, because that's only going to cost the Packers more. The agent for Brian Bulaga said crickets.
Really?
Not hearing anything from Russ Ball.
Wow.
Russ Ball, by the way, now, you know, Goody is a roster guy, a scout guy. Coach, you know, LaFleur is the coach, and Russ Ball is the finance guy. He's the one that deals directly with the agents and does the contracts and then advises Gutekunst and Murphy. Here's the money. Here's what I project. Here's what contracts are coming up in the next year or two. Here's how much money I got, depending on what you get for rookies. Here are your options if you decide you want to do a trade, or how much money you got to spend in the salary cap. If the CBA, he's got to come up with those scenarios too, you know, gets adopted, those kinds of things, and our salary cap goes up to $200 million. It's his job to come up with those scenarios and offer those things to Gutekunst and all. But in the meantime, you know, Brian right now is just focused on getting through the combine, the interviews, talking to these kids so that he knows what his draft board looks like. But remember, you know, he pulled off a pretty big deal when he calls Clay Matthews, and in a 30-second phone call, as Clay said, 10 years was over with in Green Bay. He said, Clay, we're moving on. Thank you. We're not going to bring you back. He does that to both him and Nick Perry, and he goes out and gets the Smith brothers in free agency. So whether or not he addresses wide receiver, tight end, well, that's the other thing, too, is we learned that Robert Tonyan, the 25-year-old, you got Jimmy Graham at 33, overpaid. You got Mercedes Lewis at 36 years old. And then Robert Tonyan, 25 years old. And then the rookie, Jace Sternberger, who showed a lot of progress, you know, toward the end of the season. But, you know, you need a 28-year-old tight end,
mm-hmm.
You know, a guy in the peak of his career. Tonyan just had core muscle surgery. I know what ACLs are and knees. I don't know what that is. I know that Greg Jennings had that, and quite frankly, I didn't think he was ever the same after that. But Robert Tonyan had that. Now, they say he'll be back by OTAs or minicamp, but that makes tight end kind of interesting.
For sure.
But an agent told Domofsky, the Packers are making a run at Austin Hooper from the Atlanta Falcons.
And we were talking about that earlier today, Mike, trying to figure out where that contract's going to be and how much people will be willing to pay for him. The highest paid tight end, though, in the league, already with the Packers, seemingly going to be gone, and Jimmy Graham at $10
million. Oh, and here's one other report from the Journal Sentinel. Kyler Fackrell, your outside linebacker, here's a guy who in 2018, look, I had as many or more sacks than Clay Matthews did, and the thanks that he got was the team went out and spent free agency money on the Smith brothers and drafted Rashawn Gary. They put him back in the number four spot. Mm-hmm. So Kyler Fackrell wants out of Green Bay. He's going to be a free agent. He'd much rather sign a one-year deal, a prove-it deal with some other team because he thinks he could be a starter in the league. Now, they just had they got the offensive linemen out there finishing the drills. It's running backs tonight running the 40s and doing the drill. Jonathan Taylor drew a huge media crowd, and he's going to run the 40 tonight. When we talked to the Wisconsin running back about, he said that as growing up as a kid in Jersey, he was a Houston Texans fan. He thought that Arian Foster, the great running back in the early 2000s, that style really influenced him as a kid.
Arian Foster was really smooth in and out his cuts for his size. So me being kind of a bigger back whatsoever, you know, making sure that when I play smooth so that it looks natural. And I thought it was just kind of like rhythm and poetry in my eyes.
Arian Foster was a bad man in an undrafted spot. Hopefully it fares better for our guy Jonathan Taylor. But Zach Bond, Mike, is just flying up draft boards.
Yeah, no, I didn't know about Zach as a quarterback, you know, at Brown Deer High School.
Mike, he was a menace. Played against him twice. He was the scariest figure you'd see at quarterback.
I didn't know that.
He played at Brown Deer while I was at Whitnall. He would have been a sophomore when I was a senior.
Oh, really?
Bad dude.
That impressive then, huh?
Mike, he put one of our players to sleep on the sideline when he ran over.
Running with the football as a quarterback?
Running read option. He hit our linebacker right on the sideline, and the kid was asleep before he hit the ground. It was nuts.
And I posted some stories about Bond, and a lot of listeners know they saw him at Brown Deer. So he goes from West Bend, grows up in West Bend, then they transfer over him to Brown Deer High School, and then he gets to, you know, Wisconsin, and they switch him from quarterback to linebacker. And, you know, a lot of these linebackers we talk to, that's their story, because that's how the league is getting faster linebackers and guys that, you know, go from being the hunted to the hunter. And so we talked to Zach, who's, by the way, he's in the first round in some of these mock drafts now, about what was it like moving over to defense of Wisconsin. And he thought he was actually intrigued when he started working for Jim Leonard and Paul Christ up in Madison.
Yeah, I feel like that's the fun about playing defense in general. I didn't know that before I moved to defense, I didn't know that there were so many detailed intricacies of the game, and I'm just so intrigued by the knowledge of the game that you need to have to really be the player you want to be. If you want to be an elite level player, you have to have the highest football IQ and be able to recognize things before they're going to happen. So Wisconsin's taught me that in preparation, you have to be on point in your preparation. If you narrow it down enough that you can anticipate a play before it even happens, you're at such an advantage. There's definitely keys throughout the game that the offense is just giving you.
Patrick Queen, one of those speed time linebackers from LSU, he's been very, very impressive to a lot of Packer fans.
Yeah, and our guy, Chad Reuter from Wisconsin, now a draft analyst for NFL.com, he says that this next guy, Patrick Queen, could be there in the low 30s for Green Bay. Now, this is a hybrid linebacker. And so there's been rumors that Green Bay has an interest in. We asked Patrick Queen, have you been interviewed by the Green Bay Packers?
Yes, I did have a formal with the Packers. That was the first night.
Hopefully it went pretty well, because I like that dude's speed.
That's smoke screen.
No, that's not right?
You know the Packers MO, right? When you talk to you guys, did the Packers talk to you? No, I didn't even know they were going to talk to me.
That's true.
Yeah, no, I had no idea.
No, but what? You only got 45 guys to deal with.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying the normally MO, I mean, Brian is probably, he's not different because we had some of those guys say that last year. I mean, the MO of the Green Bay Packers is, hey, did you talk? No, I didn't even visit.
Never
got a phone call. Hey, I didn't even know they was looking at me.
Gary, you remember Zach Gilbert from Green Bay? He went out to Oakland with Reggie McKenzie, when Reggie became the GM there.
Mm-hmm.
He told me last night at dinner that Reggie wouldn't even go in the room. He watched all those combine interviews on tape. He goes, I don't want to shake hands with that kid. I don't want him, I don't want them to think I'm that interested.
Yeah, that's Ted Thompson.
That's very Ted Thompson.
That's like. So Ted or Ron. I don't know where it came from, but
yeah,
to a man, you interview. When we what's
he
that?
Reggie
what's
would watch,
what's the kid?
These interviews. You
what's
know,
the kid?
20-minute interviews.
Mike, what's the kid? What's the kid that got drafted in the first round? I think he was from Tennessee, defensive lineman.
Justin Harrell.
We called Justin Harrell. He was at Pick and Save.
Yeah, he didn't even know.
Dude, you just got. Well, I didn't know what I. Yeah, no, the Packers just picked you in the first round, dude.
What's fun about combine is you run up and down the hallway, and you know you overhear guys. You know, there's a safety that the Packers talk to. It's Jacob Morley, and there's a whole bunch of linebackers too. And I was talking about that earlier today on Bill's show. A safety, Jeremy Chinn, got a formal interview with the Packers. He's out of Southern Illinois. But then, you know, you go back to Patrick Queen, national championship team, hybrid type linebacker. And we asked, you know, what style of play do you think you could establish yourself as in the National Football League?
Devin White, Deion Jones, Quan Alexander, Wolquan Smith, those type of guys. Just trying to take every little piece, like I said, from those guys. Everybody has a different part of their game that they can highlight, and I try to get a little piece of them.
I'd love to see a little bit of Roquan Smith, but Mike, the guy, Tristan Wirfs from Iowa.
Can I play one more about Patrick? I found this was interesting.
What?
He's another one of these guys, like Zach Bond. He was a running back in high school. And when he got to LSU, they said, we're going to put you over on defense, and he talked about that.
Early on, I played running back in high school, came out, had to switch to linebacker. And ever since then, I just took every little piece of a game that I could and tried to mold my game into being a better linebacker. And then you start seeing these hybrid linebackers like early when you get into college and being more familiar with the game and watching more film. And that's why I said, like, now I feel like I could do everything. I could play the run, I could play pass, I could cover tight ends, I could cover running backs out the backfield. I feel like I have every piece and every tool to be able to be successful in this league.
And he was asked to do a lot there at LSU, but he was planning around some really, really talented players, that's for sure. Kristen Wirfs, Mike, is just shredding this combine. Ran a 4.84 and broad jumped over 10 feet.
6'5", 320 pounds. Last year at Iowa, playing for Kirk Ferentz, he had a lift of 450 pounds. Four times, and I think they call it hands. What is that called?
Like a hang clean?
A hang clean.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing with the bar with that?
So you're starting it right in between like your thighs, and you're going down into like a half squat and throwing it up and catching underneath into a squat and then standing up with
it. He did 450 four times.
Holy
that
cow.
And you know what? Some of these kids that come from Texas or Georgia and really fine programs, some kids come from small towns like Mount Vernon, Iowa, like Tristan Wirfs.
You know, growing up Mount Vernon was really nice. You know, we lived in the trailer park with my grandma up until kindergarten. You know, then we moved into, you know, the house that my mom still lives in, and my grandma moved in with us. You know, my mom was kind of like the rock of the family. You know, she did her best to get to all my events and my sister's events, and even when they overlapped. You know, she's worked at Target for 28 years, so she's pretty pretty hardworking person. I think that's kind of, you know, I got my work ethic from her 100%. You know, my sister's going to graduate in May, and she's going to go to Wartburg College to study psychology. You know, my favorite part, you know, growing up in Mount Vernon was, you know, getting to play all four sports with my buddies, you know, going from sport to sport to sport all year long, you know, getting to compete with them. And it's nice, you know, you go from your travel baseball teams or whatever, and when you're a kid, and you get to know all their siblings, all their parents, you know, their parents and everything. So it's just being part of a tight-knit community like that, it's pretty special.
I would not want to see that dude standing up on the mound if he was hurling a baseball at me, that's for sure.
No, and you talk to Big Ten linebackers like, you know, Zach Bond. And so who's a tough guy to go up against? Three or four of them all said worse.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
The right tackle for Iowa. So, you know, do the Packers get crazy and trade up and try and get that kid? Because, you know, he'll go in the first top 10 or 15 or something like that.
Oh, for sure. He's going to be up there. He's going to be closer to where the Dallas Cowboys missing the playoffs are going to be picking.
Yeah.
But they're going to have a quarterback issue if they don't sign Dak Prescott here soon.
Now, it was great to spend time with Mike McCarthy and just talk about the past year and, you know, congratulate him. He's excited about his new job. I will tell you this. Remember James Campen, the former center for Brett Favre?
Mm-hmm.
15, 20 years part of the Packers organization, your offensive line coach for all those years, you know, 8 consecutive years of going to the playoffs for Mike McCarthy. And then, you know, he left when LaFleur came in. He went over to the Browns with John Dorsey and all those guys. Only lasted a year when Freddie Kitchens got let go. And James Campen said, you know, I called Mike, and after a few times, he stopped returning my calls.
Wow. Mm.
And
that's really sad.
Remember Alex Van Pelt, former Buffalo Bills quarterback, who came in and was Aaron Rodgers' quarterback coach for 5 years and was up front with us. If Aaron Rodgers was in a slump about 3 years ago, he'd say, yeah, quarterback's in a funk right now. Told it to the straight. And I think he told Aaron Rodgers to it straight. And when he didn't get renewed, and the people were saying, well, he wants to go on and be an offensive coordinator. That's what the Packers are saying.
Mm-hmm.
No, we spoke to him directly, and he said, no, I got cut. And he's not happy. Mm. He doesn't need to say hello. He's burned that McCarthy dropped him. He thinks, but McCarthy felt that he was getting too close to Aaron Rodgers. I don't know, but you guys remember how much Aaron Rodgers complained about
that?
Yes. Because they replaced him with that knucklehead Frank Cignetti, an old friend from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and all that. So that's what, you know, McCarthy's walking into, though, in Dallas about, are they going to sign Dak Prescott? And here's what Jerry Jones said.
This is a deal that ultimately I have to do. When I say do, I have to sign the check. It's got to fit. It just has to fit. And it has to fit a lot of things. And for me, this is not about Dak. It's about the team and about how to win. And that's not being in any way negative, I think, the world of Dak. But it's about the team. And if it doesn't feel right, it won't happen.
Is this a problem that Dak Prescott isn't kissing the ground that Jerry Jones walks on? Because I know I can sign the check, but I need it to be right for the Dallas Cowboys, Mike.
Well, this, and, you know, again, this is like, it's like, okay, Mike McCarthy, good luck with, you know, this drama, this soap opera every day. You got Amari Cooper. Do they bring back Randall Cobb? You know, some of these weapons for Dak Prescott. And then one of the Dallas reporters asked Jerry, what about Dez Bryant? He's been on the beach a year. He's still in shape. Would the Dallas Cowboys bring back Dez Bryant to Dallas?
I have not talked to Dez directly. I've been thinking about it a lot in the shower.
What?
I have been. I'm not dismissing it. I don't want to sound like it should be dismissed by saying that.
Right.
I'm thinking about it.
I can't believe that dude just said he was thinking about it in the shower. Mike, thank you for bringing that audio to us.
Thanks,
just epic. Appreciate it, Mike.
Thank you, boys.
Thanks, man. Have a good weekend. That's Mike Clemens joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Is your passion outgrowing your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com, simply local lending since 1935.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.